But then there was a man who had a vision to put a port there.
Yeah, this is an interesting kind of a byline. Of course, everybody began to see this as a recreational venue for the whole Midwest. And so Walter Eaton developed what he called Groveport, which was on the south side of the current sailboat bridge. Groveport was also to be a port where large planes, seagoing planes, could land. The Chinese clipper was popular in those days as it went across the Pacific. And his vision was at the time, and this was, of course, before the Second World War, that this could be a transcontinental stop for large flying boats, as well as other planes with the capacity to land on water. He thought it could be a military coup, if you will. So he built Groveport with the idea that it would be a recreational spot, but also it could serve these other capacities. And in so doing, he thought he would embellish the place by building a sand beach around Groveport, which promptly disappeared the following spring during the first flood and ended up somewhere north of the dam. So the whole project never came to fruition because about this time the Second World War began, and of course the military didn't use flying boats.
Yeah, not all dreams come true, do they? Just the ones that are apparently that are well thought out.
Eaton's dream didn't come through. He had no idea that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor.
Right. And then relocating railroads, too, and highways was a big
Well,
project.
That was the burr under the governor's saddle, that they weren't paying enough for those accoutrements that had been built by the state and funded by the state. So he wanted more money and, as a matter of fact, sued the federal government for $800,000. And ironically, shortly after Phillips died, the government paid up $800,000 to the state of Oklahoma, in addition to whatever they'd paid in the past.